Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh yeah, that's a song that Florida Gator fans love, and I'll tell you what, you can't, if you're a Gator fan, you can't be any more proud than this team. And they've answered every bell this week or this year. Last week against Auburn, national TV, they killed it. Amazing on both sides of the ball. Kyle Trask doing an awesome job, and Jackie Franchulli, who covers this team, and I'll tell you what, she's doing an awesome job from Gator territory, is kind enough to join us again this week. Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time, and got to be a lot easier covering a team that's so highly regarded.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and yeah, for sure, it's definitely a lot easier to talk to players after a win, that's for sure. They certainly are in a different zone. You know, obviously I covered Florida during the last year of McElwain, and we kind of saw, you know, the other side of things at Florida, just how bad it can get. And it's been good to see some of these players that were involved in that season kind of seeing the other side this year. You know, they're all really excited for this game, but they're, you know, how LSU is going on and talking about how there's bad blood between the teams and to focusing a little bit of the hatred between both those two. The players aren't doing that at Florida. They're really focusing on, they're really being careful what they're saying. You know, Tyree Cleveland said, you know what, we're just going to do our talking on the field. I don't want to get into anything like that. We're just focusing, watching on film, and just focusing on what we're doing, making sure we're ready for this. And I think that's the right mentality. I think Florida's been burned before when they get into the war words, especially with a rivalry like this one that really escalated after the 2016 season with the Hurricane Matthew situation where they Florida had to go to Baton Rouge to play. So, yeah, Florida's handling it as best as they can as far as trying to get out that outside noise away from them. But it's definitely a fun team to cover. I don't want to say they've exceeded expectations because I actually had them only losing two games this year. But I think they've exceeded some people's expectations, especially those more in the national media.
And to go back what you were just saying, I think that a lot of that is a reflection of Dan Mullen. I mean, because he's a disciplinarian and he doesn't want to get into all that. I mean, that's definitely, you know, that he doesn't need for this team to give the opposing team any more incentive. I mean, he just wants to, and he learned that before when he was at Florida or Mississippi State. You can't feed people, and you could see it. I mean, and this stretch run is so just extremely important with Auburn, LSU, South Carolina, and then Georgia. I mean, as four tough a games as you can get. There's always an incentive, you know, for South Carolina to do Florida in. You know, I mean, if there's any bad blood, it's usually between those two schools because there's always a lot of talking. But this defense, I knew you could see in the Miami game, they were beating everybody to the punch, and they haven't stopped, whether it be Tennessee or the Martin or whoever they play, Kentucky. It's been this defense that's come to the forefront. And last week, I think that they really, on national television, showed, and I think they swayed a lot of people because of that defense.
Yeah, it was kind of remarkable that the storyline going into the game was that Auburn had a really stout defensive line, but no one was talking about the Florida defense, really. And I think a lot of people were choosing Auburn because they just thought, you know, they were kind of disrespecting Florida's defense. I think it's because they were saying, you know, Florida hadn't really matched up with anyone, but we already seen the talent. Like you said, it started against Miami. This is a team that is now becoming more disciplined. Against Auburn, the defense had no penalties against them. Wow. So they weren't giving any Tigers a chance to extend plays. That's a remarkable feat for this team, especially when you considered how the Miami game played out with them giving a few penalties away and extending drives for the Canes. So this team has gone a lot further in that regard, which is going to help in close games like another LSU game coming up here. So that's a really big change for this team. And then you've got guys like John Grenard stepping up. He's been amazing for them. I actually joked to Trey Dean if they're going to add John Grenard to their DBU because he had 3 pass breakups and an interception 2 games, a back-to-back game. He's had a really great season. And don't forget, they beat Auburn without Jabari Zuniga. Yes. was cleared to play, but Mullen decided he didn't want to play him because he wasn't 100%. So they wanted saving him against LSU. So this team is very, very complete on the defensive side of the ball.
No doubt. Jackie Franciulli joining us, Gators territory. And the one thing, too, is you look at the job that Kyle Trask has done. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. He's been a game manager. He's been a kid that really came in there and grasped that offense. Albeit he's an older guy, he's not like he's a freshman walking in for the first time, but he's been around. He's seen this. He's played under people. He's watched. But this is somebody that's kind of checked all the boxes. I mean, he's done an awesome job. You can't ask anything more. And the running game's starting to click a little bit more. So you got a little balance on the offensive side. The defense always puts you in good position. They don't, they've, like you said, the turnovers kind of help keeping the offense off the field, keeping the defense in a position to make plays. Talk about the job that Trask has done in this offense that I don't think anybody really, even at the beginning of the year, and you're looking at this offense as a whole, you didn't think that they were going to be a 40-point game offense, but I think they've exceeded some expectations.
Yeah, for sure, especially after Felipe Franks went down. I think they certainly exceeded expectations. I think Kyle Trask, for a guy who is coming in with just a few starts underneath his belt for the first time since his freshman year of high school, is doing a great job. There are certain things that he is – you can still tell that he needs a little more game experience because, you don't get tackled in practice. So, obviously, ball security is an issue. He doesn't face the pressure. He doesn't get hit. So, he needs to handle the ball a little bit better. But Kyle Trask has done well. One thing I would like for him to see is maybe don't hold down the ball too long.
Right.
The O-line has done well in pass protection. You have to give credit to the O-line in that regard. They struggled in run protection and run blocking, but at least in pass protection, they've been doing well. But, yeah, Trask just needs to get the ball out a little bit longer or just take the sack. He did a little bit better now in the last 2 games, but not just throwing the ball into double coverage is what he did against Tennessee. So at least when you think back, it's like, okay, well, at least he learned that part, just don't throw the ball into double coverage. But now he needs to learn how to take the sack and hold on to that ball with as much as your life depends on it so you don't fumble. Because against Auburn, the Gators' defense was able to help them. And I think they had 3 turnovers early on in that game, and Auburn only had 6 points from those 3 turnovers.
Yeah.
So the defense helped them out in that regard. So, but Kyle Trask has done well. He's done really well to identify his open receivers, but also give the wide receivers an opportunity to get yards after catch. So I think that's been something that's been great for them. And utilizing those one-on-one matchups, that's something that they were able to exploit against Auburn last weekend. And especially with that wide receiver group, that's fantastic to see because the wide receiver room is had the most depth coming into the season. So we really wanted to see all that talent on the field, and we're seeing that now. Yeah. Josh Hammond is working more the Kadarius Toney role. You got Freddie Swain having the best game of his career last weekend. So Florida does have a lot of weapons on that offense. With Kyle Trask in the pocket, he's been able to utilize them.
Yep, big task this week. Perhaps the best quarterback you're going to face all year. Tremendous quarterback in Burrow has done an awesome job for LSU. But at the same time, Florida's defense has been, answering every bell. It's going to be interesting. You could follow Jackie all week, Gators territory. She's on Twitter. She's everywhere, and she'll break it down for you. A lot of interviews. Jackie, thanks again for taking the time. Best of luck this week. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Jackie Franciulli from Gators territory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.